This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Zona Plus, an effective non-drug treatment for high blood pressure. I use it with my patients at the Hoffman Center all the time. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company is offering you special savings of $50 and free shipping. To find out more, go to TryZonaNow.com or call toll-free 1-866-669-9662. Be sure to mention Dr. Hoffman to get your $50 savings and free shipping. That's 1-866-669-9662 or TryZonaNow.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and we've got an hour or so for you to call us. Questions, 888-302-3684, plus we got lots to talk about, and we are live this holiday weekend. Yes, it's the official end of summer revels, and we're experiencing a little bit of a hiatus before we get back to the seriousness of fall and projects and work. And before we do that, stay with us because we're going to provide you with some useful health information. 888-302-3684 is our number, and we got lots to talk about this weekend, so let's get going. Here's a story that I think is about most important because it's really one of the keys to health and longevity. And there's an old saying, breakfast like a king, lunch like a prince, and sup like a pauper. And there's a study that was recently performed that may explain why it is beneficial to avoid eating heavy meals late at night. What's going on with that? Why is that a good idea? The story is from the United Kingdom's Daily Mail. Why you should never eat after 7 p.m.? It turns out that late-night meals increase the risk of heart attack and stroke. And why might that be? They say that eating late at night is putting millions of people in danger of heart attacks and strokes. Well, one of the things that has happened with the Industrial Revolution is that we now have the invention of the light bulb. I believe that was Thomas Edison. And that ushered in an era in which we can eat and do stuff 24/7. There's no limit to when we can continue our nighttime activities in defiance of the normal rhythms of light and darkness. And so people are putting the feed bag on later and later and later. Modern humans began to experience prolonged hours of illumination, and the result has been extended consumption of food. In fact, if you look at some of the commercials for fast food, they encourage you to order out pizza 24/7. You can get an app on your phone, and you can get it delivered to your doorstep, even if you don't want to go out. And the whole notion of a fourth meal, yeah, you got breakfast, lunch, dinner, but then you got a late-night snack, that's something that a lot of young people engage in particular. So here's what actually happens. In a healthy person, blood pressure drops by at least 10% when you go to sleep. But according to experts, if you eat within 2 hours of bedtime, your blood pressure levels remain high. They did a study, looked at more than 700 people with high blood pressure, and they found that late-night eating was associated with a maintenance of high blood pressure. So they call this the dipper phenomenon. People who do not see their blood pressure fall at night are known as non-dippers. And that's not good. It's a normal physiologic reaction. You go into a little mini hibernation when you sleep. Your blood pressure goes down. That puts less stress on your heart and on your blood vessels in your brain. And if you eat late at night, it turns out that you're nearly three times more likely to be a non-dipper and have sustained high blood pressure through the night. And the result of that is that your body remains on high alert when it should be winding down. increasing the risk of heart attack or stroke. So does that mean if you don't have high blood pressure, you should ignore this warning, you're in the clear? No, actually, healthy people with normal blood pressure should take note of the findings, because ultimately, blood pressure is a little bit like, the little river that created the Grand Canyon over time. Blood pressure has an erosive effect on blood vessels, and if you have sustained or borderline blood pressure continuously, year in, year out, decade in, decade out, by the time you're middle age or beyond, you're likely to have arterial damage. So the strategy is to breakfast like a king, lunch like a prince, sup like a pauper, and make sure that light meal that you have later at night is under your belt before 7 p.m. And that accords with previous research that's found that an early dinner reduces the risks of breast cancer. It lowers blood sugar levels and even helps to burn off calories. You know, they've done studies that show that given a certain caloric budget, say you're on an 1,800 calorie diet, which is kind of typical. That's even good, considering that a lot of people put the feed bag on with 2,000 or 3,000 calories per day. Say you have all that 1,800 calories in a big meal near bedtime, as opposed to distributing it with smaller meals earlier in the day, 600, 600, 600, well, it's going to make a difference in your likelihood of gaining weight, of developing prediabetes. It's not like when you put gas in your car's gas tank. It doesn't matter if you fill up three times or fill up once. If you're putting 15 gallons in your tank, with humans, timing is of the essence. So another aspect of this is this new notion of what's called intermittent fasting. The reason they call breakfast breakfast is because you're breaking a fast. And having a bit of a fast before you eat, say having at least 12, but preferably 14 or 16 hours between your last meal and the next meal the next day, seems to put the body at rest, reduce inflammation, increase the length of telomeres, which are associated with longevity. This is a key strategy for maintaining health and extending your longevity. 888-302-3684 is our number. We got lots to talk about on today's program, but before we get to phone calls and more of our features, I want to tell you about something that I'm particularly interested in. It has to do with a natural way of lowering blood pressure. Yeah, okay, make sure you eat before 7 p.m., but failing that, if you've got high blood pressure, you're dependent on medications. Medications have side effects. Most people want to avoid that. Okay, you take certain supplements, you exercise, you're trying to diet, but your blood pressure is still high. So what's left? The Zona Plus is something that I found extremely helpful for my patients, and we're getting excellent feedback from our listeners who've opted to use it. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure 10% or more naturally, and it's so effective it works for 9 in 10 people. A recent study showed a 20% drop also in triglycerides as an added benefit to the Zona Plus therapy. There are clinical trials that prove that it works. The way you use it, it's a simple handheld smart device that you hold for 12 minutes once a day, and it guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. You can try it risk-free. Zona Health offers a 100% satisfaction guarantee to listeners of Intelligent Medicine. So now you can try the Zona Plus for 3 months and see if it works for you. And if it doesn't, return it for a full refund. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company's offering you a special savings of $50 and free shipping. To find out more, please go to tryzonanow.com or call toll-free 1-866-669-9662. Be sure to mention Dr. Hoffman to get your $50 savings and free shipping. That's 866-669-9662 or tryzonanow.com. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We'll be taking more of your questions. 888-302-3684 is our number. And this is Intelligent Medicine.
Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor here, president of the Texas Organic Research Center. As you probably know, it's a toxic world out there, but we can do something about it. Become knowledgeable consumers and use products that are safe and healthy, such as natural supplements that help protect the body's cells from toxic exposure. One of my favorites is Reg Active with ME3, the only probiotic proven to actually produce glutathione in the body. It's the body's master antioxidant, unique in its ability to repair and rebuild cellular damage caused by free radicals and exposure to environmental toxins. Glutathione decreases as we age. Reg Active is great for rebuilding it, and I strongly recommend it.
Look for Reg Active at Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold. Revolutionary. Remarkable. Reg Active.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 1 in 3 Americans and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost 20% of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure or hypertension is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risk factors. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is all-natural Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been clinically tested to support blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So, along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Huffman with you this holiday weekend. A very happy Labor Day to you. And those of us on the East Coast, some of our fun may be spoiled because Hurricane Hermine is bearing down on the East Coast. And we hope that we just get a glancing blow and not something reminiscent of Hurricane Sandy. But nonetheless, we can rest and recuperate and get ready for picking up the pieces after the storm passes after Labor Day. 888-302-3684 is a number. And we got a call from Jill. Welcome. How you doing, Jill?
I'm wondering if you had seen the article in Consumer Reports this month on supplements.
Yes, I have. I have indeed.
I was wondering what you thought of that account that's 6,307 reports of health problems from dietary supplements, including 92 deaths, hundreds of life-threatening conditions, and more than 1,000 serious injuries or illnesses.
Thank you for bringing that up, because actually we've done quite a lot on that, but I want to just reiterate some important points about that. We did an entire podcast on that subject a couple of weeks ago, and so for those of you who listen to this show on the radio, there's a whole lot more Intelligent Medicine available at drhoffman.com. You can go to our website, you can download podcasts, and one of our podcasts was devoted to, specifically to a critique of the Consumer Reports study. So point number one, the experts, the so-called experts that were consulted for this story, were extremely biased. They were experts who were recruited from the foes of supplementation. Many of them were notorious for their anti-supplement views. And when you do a journalism story, I mean, even if you're going to take a position, say you're going to, you know, you're pro-Hillary, but, you know, you're going to say something nasty about Trump, you're going to reach out to the Trump people and say, what do you have to say about that? We got the goods on Trump, and we're going to let you come up with a rebuttal. And conversely, if somebody comes up with an anti-Hillary story, you know, the server or the Clinton Foundation or Benghazi, they're going to reach out to the Clinton spokespeople, who will say, no, there's nothing to see here, folks. Move along. There's nothing. We didn't do anything wrong. In this supplement story, they didn't reach out to a single organization or person who has anything positive to say about supplements. So it was a hatchet job from the get-go. The statistics that you quote are actually inaccurate. This last year, there hasn't been a single death attributable to supplements, not one death. And when you look at reports to the centers for, actually, in this case, it's poison control or Centers for Disease Control, many of these reports are about people who choke on supplements. Okay, maybe, you know, they took too many pills at one time and they had some difficulty. Or maybe they report that they had a stomach upset. Or maybe they're taking, you know, 16 other medications and then they take a supplement and they think the supplement is what's doing them in, when actually that whatever happened to them, you know, whether it's, you know, fainting or gastrointestinal bleeding or, you know, some rash, is attributable to the multiple meds that they're taking. They never really pursue it to the source, you know, what's actually happening. When it comes to medications, literally the number of side effects that are reported are in the millions per year. So I would say the ratio of, you know, a million to 6,000 is a pretty favorable ratio in terms of safety, although I doubt many of these reported side effects are really due to the supplements. Then they, in the article, they stack the deck. They talk about dangerous supplements, and they list 15. None of the 15 are supplements that I think I've ever used, many of these supplements were known to be toxic as far back as the 1980s when I began in medicine. We've known for a long time that they shouldn't be used, so they kind of dredge back into the days of yore to pull out supplements that we know are toxic, like pennyroyal. Who uses pennyroyal? Who uses a supplement like aconite? Aconite is used in homeopathic remedies, but the dose is exceedingly small, and, you know, it's rare that people use aconite anyway. But they point it out as a big hazard. In addition, they get it wrong because they talk about green tea as being really dangerous. But there's no evidence that green tea is dangerous, that it causes severe problems. We have some cautions about using green tea. I don't recommend EGCG in high doses to women who are pregnant or people with severe liver diseases. Maybe that's a contraindication, a relative contraindication. But the information there is so utterly biased and erroneous that I think they really did a disservice. Now, Consumer Reports has never written a positive article on supplements. They've had an axe to grind against supplements. And I used to like to go to Consumer Reports if I was going to buy a washing machine or a dehumidifier or something and get the ratings. But I wonder, you know, their credibility is at stake when they write such a poorly written article about supplements. They got widely parroted in the media because, you know, a lot of journalists don't want to do their homework. They just say, well, great, you had a press release from Consumer Reports. Consumer Reports hasn't really been much of a force in journalism in a long time anyway. So we've spoken to that issue. A lot of people, you know, read the article and they go, yep, it's another pack of lies, propaganda from anti-supplement forces, and that's about the size of it. Does that help you out, Jill?
Thank you for clarifying that. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you for giving me an opportunity to clarify it, because it is the word I would use for that kind of thing. It's scurrilous. We're poisoning the well for well-meaning users of supplements when they put out erroneous stories like that, that are unbalanced and poorly vetted. 888-302-3684 is our number. We'll return with more of your phone calls, and we got lots more information. We're going to talk about pain and natural ways to deal with pain when we return to Intelligent Medicine.
You're listening to Intelligent Medicine, brought to you by yours truly and the Hoffman Center. You can find a lot more on Intelligent Medicine at drhoffman.com. Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast and automatically get a new episode 5 days a week. And please rate and review the podcast on iTunes to help us spread the word about Intelligent Medicine. Also go to drhoffman.com and click on the store to buy your supplements via our convenient internet portal, or call the Hoffman Center and talk to one of our friendly supplement advisors. We only stock the very highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients at the Hoffman Center. Finally, become a patient at the Hoffman Center. I'll personally perform an extensive workup on you, applying all the Intelligent Medicine principles you hear about on the radio show and podcast, or make an appointment with Layla Mudin, our Hoffman Center nutritionist. You already know her as a frequent contributor on Intelligent Medicine, and she'll provide you with expert advice on diet and supplements. Thanks for listening and for helping to spread the word about Intelligent Medicine.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you, and we invite your phone calls. 888-302-3684 is our number, 888-302-3684. And a reminder, for those of you who prefer to email us questions, you can email them to radioprogram@AOL.com. We don't have a listener service where we just email you a response, but we will use your question as grist for the mill for our weekly Q&A with Layla. That's an opportunity for you to hear your question answered on air during one of our weekly podcasts. Every week we have a Q&A session where we take listener questions and we break them down, analyze them. And that's something you can access via drhoffman.com. And, you know, a lot of you may be listening via radio. We've got literally scores of affiliates across the country. But there's a new way of listening to radio, just like the way we listen to or watch TV. These days, sometimes I watch live TV, especially sports events, because what's the point of watching a sports event if it's already happened? You want to see it in real time. But say I'm catching up on an episode of my favorite cable series on HBO or Showtime. I'll sometimes miss the show, or maybe I haven't caught up to the show, so I don't want to see episode 10 when I'm only up to episode 2. So I just go and I just dial up the previous episode and, you know, watch that. Sometimes I'll watch 2 or 3 episodes. And you can do the same for Intelligent Medicine. You can go to drhoffman.com. You can use iTunes or Stitcher and subscribe to the podcast and listen to them whenever you like. And it turns out that a lot of people are doing that. We have some statistics. August was a huge month for Intelligent Medicine because we hit a record in terms of downloads from our podcasts. And this is not live radio listeners. This is people listening to podcasts, which they download on their mobile devices or on their computers and listen at their leisure. We had 141,883 downloads in August of 2016 alone. To date, we've had over 2.5 million downloads. That's an increase of nearly 12,000 from the prior month, July. And, you know, August is kind of the doldrums. It's kind of months when a lot of people just don't pay attention. They're on vacation. TV ratings are traditionally down. It's not a great time to launch a new TV show, but we just keep on growing. That's an increase of nearly 40,000 from last year, August of 2015. And so this is truly remarkable audience growth, and I just want to give a shout-out to our audience, our faithful podcast listeners. Some of you are listening to this broadcast after the fact as a podcast, because we issue podcasts of our weekend live radio show on Mondays. And some people, they miss the show, and then they listen on Monday and catch up. So thanks very much for listening. And, you know, clearly our message is resonating with a large number of people. They find it a useful resource. 888-302-3684. Let's talk to Barbara in Wayne, New Jersey. How you doing?
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I love your show. I love your information. This is my question. I was on blood pressure pill for years. Then they found that I had AFib, and then really quickly they put me on a different blood pressure pill. And now they shocked my heart, and the AFib is gone, at least temporarily. Now, they took me off the blood pressure pill, and they put me on. Wait a minute. They put me on this water pill that's also for blood pressure, and it's called
probably hydrochlorothiazide.
With T-R-I-A-M.
Oh, Triamtree.
T-E-R-E-N-E. 37.5 mg. Okay.
Yeah.
Now,
I know it.
Should I worry about potassium?
Okay, so actually, triamterene is what's called a potassium-sparing diuretic. So, whereas a more commonly used diuretic called, you know, it's about 50 years old, hydrochlorothiazide is the old-fashioned water pill that will deplete your potassium. And sometimes people put on that require more potassium. But triamterene is it's actually potassium sparing, so there really shouldn't be a problem. You can get a blood test and make sure that your potassium is okay. And by the way, it's not a bad idea to eat dietary potassium because dietary potassium actually helps blood pressure in any case. One of the reasons that we have high blood pressure is not so much because we're consuming too much sodium. I wrote about that a few weeks ago in our newsletter. It's the sodium to potassium ratio. So by eating more green leafy vegetables, not necessarily taking potassium pills, you're going to increase your potassium, which generally has a relaxing effect on blood vessel walls and can prevent hypertension. But Barbara, are you aware of the Zona Plus, the device that we talked about?
Yeah, I can't afford that right now. They have me on Xarelto, and that's costing me a lot of money. And if I hit the donut hole, it's going to be over $300 a month.
Yeah, it's really too bad that, you know, I really think that, and this is not the case. I can't promise that you get insurance reimbursement when you, you know, get a medical device to lower your blood pressure, even if it's very effective. But they really should cover something like this because they could save in drug costs. They could save in the side effects of the medications. And, but, you know, it's a question of priorities and, you know, where you invest. And, you know, there's now a very nice rebate offered to patients who opt for the Zona Plus. So it's worth exploring, and it really does help blood pressure. Thanks for your call. 888-302-3684. All right. The sad fact is that white women are dying in droves. Yeah. It turns out that a peculiar thing is happening. Death rates are falling for blacks and Hispanics in middle age. It's hard to believe, but it's actually true. They're slightly going down. But whites are dying prematurely in growing numbers, particularly white women. So what's up with that? It turns out that many white women are succumbing to opiate overdoses. The number has shot up between 1999 and 2014. It's gone up 400%, according to an article in the Washington Post. They did a profile of women who take too many pain pills along with anti-anxiety pills. It's a frequent combo. You take, say, a pain pill for your back, powerful oxycodone, sometimes fentanyl is used, even morphine is used, and then because you're feeling anxious, your other doctor, maybe your psychiatrist, says, okay, here's some Xanax or, you know, something to calm you down. So it's like the old song, they go running for the shelter of their mother's little helper to get them through the day. And some women, particularly middle-aged white women, are living with pain, depression, and anxiety. And some of this is the consequence of back surgery, I suspect. That's a particular culprit because back surgery often doesn't work. You're left dependent on medications, and you go on disability, and it ruins your life. According to Rear Admiral Susan Blumenthal, who was former U.S. Assistant Surgeon General, she's an expert on women's health issues. She says these pills in combination act like a dimmer switch on the central nervous system. They can slow a person's breathing and heart rate, and the heart ultimately can stop. People can go to sleep and never wake up. And then sometimes, and this is partly because people can't afford medications, or doctors now sometimes say they cut you off. They don't give you medications. So you get illicit drugs or use alcohol as a way of dealing with pain. Bad combination with some of these pain pills, that can be a deadly combination. The statistics are incredibly high. They have found that there's a major increase in the number of deaths due to these medication overdoses. Some of it is also about bad menopause. Bad menopause can really sideline women. And they suddenly find their body aged and racked with pain, and their mood deteriorates, and then you get hooked on drugs. So this is some good news from the National Center for Complementary and Integrative Health. They did a study on non-drug approaches effective for treatment for common pain conditions, according to a review. And this is a necessity because we are seeing, I mean, you look at the headlines, the number of celebrities who are dying of inappropriate drug combinations, drugs that are prescribed. Some of the drugs are illicit, but some of them are prescribed. And people, you know, doctors overprescribe. People accumulate meds. They mix meds inappropriately for pain. And this can be a disaster. And whether or not these medications kill you, sometimes people are so depressed and their brains are so addled that they then they have access to these medications and they take their own lives. Suicide is a major, major cause of death, premature death in this population. So the article goes, millions of Americans suffer from persistent pain that may not be fully relieved by medications. For many Americans who suffer from chronic pain, medications may not completely relieve pain and can produce unwanted side effects. So the researchers reviewed 105 studies from the past 50 years that were relevant to pain patients, and it looked at natural therapies. And they found that four of these therapies were valid for the treatment of one or more of five painful conditions: back pain, osteoarthritis, neck pain, fibromyalgia, and severe headaches and migraines. And they included acupuncture and yoga for back pain, acupuncture and tai chi for osteoarthritis of the knee, massage therapy for neck pain, and relaxation techniques for severe headaches and migraines. And the researchers also found that massage therapy, spinal manipulation, and osteopathic manipulation may provide some help for back pain. And relaxation approaches in Tai Chi might help patients with fibromyalgia. So, you know, well, the pain relief is not as profound and instantaneous with these approaches. Over time, they can really make a dent in our dependency on powerful, dangerous drugs for conditions that afflict all too many of the middle-aged and aging population, and are creating a terrible toll in terms of dependency and ultimately death. 888-302-3684 is our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly one in three Americans and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost 20% of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure or hypertension is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risk factors. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is all-natural Kyolic aged garlic extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic aged garlic extract has been clinically tested to support blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So, along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
As consumers in the 21st century, we are truly fortunate to have an abundance of choices in our daily lives. But when it comes to digestive health, there should only be one choice. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, easily recognizable in the bright green box on your retailer's shelf. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics stands out among all others. Never freeze-dried, but always live and viable due to a unique 3-year fermentation process, award-winning Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics provides the restorative balance needed to support your own exclusive probiotic fingerprint. And that is very important, as no two of us are alike. With over 30 years of research, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics takes digestive and wellness support to a whole new level. So look for the bright green box on your retailer shelf today. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And there's a book called Blue Zones. You may have heard about it, and it talks about places in the world. You know, they went hither and thither and yon to find places of extraordinary longevity, and different places, different areas spread all across the world. And they try to analyze whether there were some common characteristics in terms of diet, in terms of lifestyle, in terms of exercise? What was it that these blue zones had in common that fostered extraordinary longevity? And yeah, we can always talk about diet, and we can talk about exercise. Yeah, pretty obvious. But social ties were an important factor in fostering longevity. Large networks of relatives and friends and lots of social interaction promoted longevity and seemed to be a key unifying feature among these different cultures. And so there's a study on this. It's called Social Relationships and Mortality in Older Adulthood. In other words, they tried to link the risk of death to social relationships, their quantity and quality. And the headline here is kind of funny: Family Trumps Friends for Longevity. I think we're going to have to lose that word trump pretty soon, because it's got a connotation. But in other words, family was more important than friends when it comes to longevity. They looked at older individuals. They were asked to make a list of at least five people they felt close to and describe the nature of their relationship and express how they felt about each person. Spouses were excluded from the list because kind of it's a given. You know, spouses provide usually, ideally, some kind of emotional support. Although studies do suggest that women whose husbands pass away, they don't seem to be affected as much as men whose wives passed away. Men seem to be more dependent on their wives and more vulnerable once they become widowers. It seems that the majority of the older people in the study only listed about 2 to 3 people who provided them with the type of social support they needed. And those older adults who expressed feeling closer to their now non-spousal members of their family have a 6% chance of experiencing death within the next 5 years. Okay, but individuals who reported feeling distant from family members had a 14% chance of mortality, twice the risk of mortality. And so, yeah, there may be other factors involved, but having close family ties seems to be something that protects people from the ravages of aging and the risk of death. The conclusion: older people with some type of close family tie can increase their chance of living longer. While friendships are important, they cannot replace the bond that families have obtained through close relatives and supportive relatives. All right, this item, very interesting on it, because it interests me, because I've been on the paleo diet, and I think I've reported on it. You may have read about it in our newsletter, because I embarked on it Christmas Eve of 2015, and I haven't looked back. It's been really beneficial. I find that I have boundless energy. I recently wrote about how it really helped me complete a triathlon recently, something I hadn't done in a couple of years. I found it a great way of eating and really beneficial. So this is a small study. It just looked at 8 individuals. They were put on a paleo diet. So paleo diet, grain-free, dairy-free, no sugar, no alcohol, and even no legumes. And there are various iterations of the paleo diet, but that's basically it. The beauty of it is they were told to eat as much food as they wanted while following the diet. So it wasn't, you know, eat sparingly. It was just eat this, don't eat that. So they were healthy individuals. And what they found was the study participants experienced a 35% increase in levels of something called interleukin-10 or IL-10. So what's up with that? Well, IL-10 is a signaling molecule that fights inflammation, and a low IL-10 value can predict increased heart attack risk in people who have high levels of inflammation. So the higher your IL-10, the lower your risk of heart attacks. And these people, just in the 8 weeks on the study, they had a 35% increase in levels of IL-10. Scientists think that IL-10 may counteract inflammation, and that gives it a protective effect for blood vessels. So in addition, While the study wasn't designed to promote weight loss, the participants did drop some pounds during the 8-week trial compared with what they regularly ate before the study. Participants reported consuming around 22% fewer calories. Get that. They were just told, they've told eat as much as you want. Nevertheless, they dropped their calories by nearly a quarter. And this is actually something that I found, is that paleo diet is really good for appetite control. People complain of, you know, cravings, insupportable cravings, very hard to stay on diets. I've talked to many people who I've recommended a paleo diet to, and they say, this is the first time that I've been free of cravings. After a while, I mean, there's a withdrawal period, surely, that may be a few days or a couple of weeks. But after that, you become very equanimous about foods, and your cravings dissipate, and then you're less likely to indulge in highly caloric foods, and your overall intake decreases. And I wasn't trying to lose weight since Christmas, but I've dropped a good 10, 12 pounds effortlessly while eating a ton of food. People who hang around with me will attest to the fact that I've got a hearty appetite and I'm not starving myself, but I'm just eating certain foods and avoiding others. All right, 888-302-3684. It's a holiday weekend, and we're looking to your phone calls to help get us through next hour. So get ready to call 888-302-3684. We got lots more, of course, to talk about, so stay with us. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and you're listening to a special holiday edition of The Weekend Intelligent Medicine.